tomorrow there is a march that is taking place at they're marching from Norwood Police Station to the CityNet offices on Grant Avenues. On Grant Avenue, the vendors, traders, and shop owners along the route are being cautioned. What I've seen posted says that it's an EFF march. I spoke to the EFF earlier today. They said it is not one of their marches, and so we wanted to get the lowdown from the council. Councillor for Ward 73, Eleanor Huggett, joins us now on the line. Good afternoon, Eleanor. How are you?
Hi, it's Eleanor here from Ward 73.
Yes. We know.
Hi.
I love it when things actually work out. So, Eleanor, yeah. Who is actually, firstly, thanks so much for making the time. Secondly, who is actually marching tomorrow?
Okay. It's not a EFF organized march. It's a march organized by a group that is complaining about the management of an inner city building managed by CityNet.
Yes.
But the CityNet has followed all legislative processes, and so we will find out tomorrow what their issues are.
How many people are expected?
That we have no idea. I've just seen a WhatsApp from some group saying that there will be 500 people. That's completely unverified. There might only be 50 people or 5 people.
Okay, so they basically, this is from a building in Hillbrow, as I understand it, that is managed by CityNet, and the residents... The residents are marching.
Yes, and they're coming. They're starting at Norwood Police Station. They're going to march to Grant Avenue and go to the CityNet offices in Grant Avenue.
All right.
And I've been in touch with the security detail from the Speaker of the House, and they've been in contact with JMPD. I've been in contact with JMPD and SAPS, and everybody is on full alert. I've also spoken to the shop owners in the vicinity and said to them, just to be cautious, you know, this is going to happen. But again, I haven't actually had 100% verification that they've got permission to march.
Yeah.
But I'm presuming that it will happen.
All right.
So, yes, the word has been going around that it's not formally an EFF march, no.
Yeah.
I can verify that, yeah.
Okay, so even though it's not an official EFF march, apparently
no.
Some of the people who are leading the march also happen to be EFF members, card-carrying members, which is possibly why it's come in as and causing this confusion. We'll see tomorrow, yes. I guess.
Yes, we'll actually, there's no clear idea of exactly what the issues are, and that we will hopefully find out tomorrow, yeah.
All right, Eleanor.
But, they had a meeting this morning, a Section 4 meeting, to get permission, and I'm still waiting to hear if they got the permission. But I would just, as you say, take precautions and keep out the way. Let the police do their job and let the march proceed as peacefully as possible. And
hopefully it will be peaceful.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Hopefully it will be peaceful.
Yes, I mean, there's no reason why it shouldn't be. You know, I think they want to have their march and present their paper, and we just want to take precautions just so everybody's kept safe.
Yeah. While I've got you on the line, Eleanor, somebody actually sent me a message this morning saying, what has happened to our rates and taxes? In the past short while, they have crept up from 3,000 Rand. We're paying nearly 10,000 Rand in our home. What has happened with our rates and taxes? Why the steep climb?
Why has what?
Why?
Sorry, it's a very bad line.
Why the steep climb in our rates and taxes? Somebody asked me, and I actually meant to ask you earlier,
yes,
when we spoke.
That is because that is a billing issue, and that is managed by the City of Johannesburg. And they have to cover expenses, and there's been a vast, vast, vast backlog and a massive lack of infrastructure maintenance over the last 20 years. And it has to be fixed. Entire systems have to be replaced. It's actually a disaster.
Yes, it's a disaster.
The whole city was on the verge of collapse.
Yeah, It's actually a disaster that nobody can make a decision, get a new system in, and just move. Anyhow, maybe I'm oversimplifying. Eleanor, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. And I'm sorry if I'm not very clear, but it's not a very good line.
Yes.
Okay. But just tell everybody to keep calm and just, I think, keep clear of the area tomorrow would be safest.
Thank you so much, Eleanor.